Milwaukee, number two in best beer city in the U.S. And maybe that ranking feeds into this ranking, which you might be surprised to know. Milwaukee came in third on this list. Best place to host a bachelor party in the entire United States.
Interesting.
Third place.
Most gentlemen I've heard of hosting bachelor parties recently hadn't happened in Milwaukee. In fact, go outside of the city to do that. So that's interesting, Bourne.
Chicago came second. It's all about the Midwest coming in strong and number one. Take a guess.
Vegas.
Yes, Vegas. Yep. Vegas, Chicago, Milwaukee. One,
that's
two, three.
Crazy.
In terms of hosting
a
bachelor
party. Where's Nashville on the list, or is it only
that's
for bachelorettes?
That'd be number one, bachelorettes. Bachelorettes. I think bachelors stay away from bachelor parties.
Probably,
although it makes sense. I mean, it makes sense to get all together. Or bad idea.
It could be a bad idea if it's not a bachelor and bachelorette party that know each other, if you still want to get married. You know what I mean?
You may forget, though, Mandy, and this is because this is with your significant other, Mr. D, the last two bachelor parties I've been to. One was last week, and yes, we took it out of Milwaukee to Wisconsin Dells. The one before, about a year ago, was here in Milwaukee.
That's right. That is right. You guys left him.
That was a great time. Milwaukee's so good for bachelor parties. I tapped out early. I was done about 10 o'clock.
Mr. D was
left alone. This was a group of about 14 guys.
Yeah.
Bigger one than we had last weekend.
Yep.
Mr. D was left alone. You're Mr. D left alone. Everyone scattered. That bachelor party's so good that the bachelor who came back to town and lived here for a long time, lives elsewhere. The bachelor ended up alone walking down West Bluemont Street right here at the end of his party.
That'll happen.
Everyone else bailed because we had so much fun in Milwaukee.
Right.
Out. Done. Can't take anymore at this point.
Oh, man.
This is a marketing firm compiled this based on reviews on places like TripAdvisor highlighting entertainment value, ratings for the availability of beer tasting, which is number two. Breweries, golf courses, great golf courses around this area, certainly in Wisconsin. Live music, plenty of venues, plenty of bars you can go into to get live music daily. Social scene, restaurants, bars, all within a proximity of each other. We have that too as well. That lended to the bachelor party we hosted last year in Milwaukee. Lots of places to walk to, and then you could just go home and just leave everybody alone. By yourself.
He was, Mr. D was so sad when he came home. He was still befuddled and didn't know what happened. Because I was like, why are you here? Because I thought it was earlier than I was expecting him to be home.
Sure.
And he was just so sad and was like, I don't know where anybody went and nobody is answering their phone or texting me back. So I just came home.
I believe your Mr. D went to get a slice of pizza because there was no dinner plans at this bachelor party. No food worked into this entire process at all. So you're kind of on your own. Went to grab a slice, and that time it took him to grab a slice and come back, everyone had scattered. I think a few had went across the street to a gentleman's club. I think the rest went home.
Sure.
And the bachelor ended up by himself again on Bluemont Avenue. So Milwaukee does know how to party for bachelor parties. So number three. Maybe no reason to go anywhere. Just you're getting married. Just throw it right here at home.
Right. Or it's a true story. We've got a lot of good stuff.
Bring your out of town friends here. Mm-hmm. You got a lot of great stuff here.
Maybe just plan for food and better communication.
Yeah, that's all. It's a few things. But other than that, it was a successful run. It was a lot of fun.